FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. Your life reimagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing.
248-545 Soul.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Lori Houston.
And I'm Jean Adrian.
And together we are Voices of Soul.
Wow, we were in harmony on that one. I'm the developer of InnerSpeak, which is a tool to assist you in releasing old stored programs from your past so you can create the life you deserve on a clean slate. And my website, GeneAdrian.com, is your resource for personal and professional transformation. I have a ton of tools to help you grow. And while you're on my website, please sign up for my newsletter. I'll be happy to send you a free membership for the online InnerSpeak cards so you can do the same kind of clearings that I'm going to be doing on the show today. You can also book a private session with me for more in-depth clearing. Lori?
Nice. I'm a professional counselor with over 25 years experience, intuitive holistic healer for the past 20 years with over 25 different modalities. My joy and purpose is because I love to guide and assist you to feel expansive and empowered as you move from your head to your heart. You can visit me at intuitivesoul.com. You can book a private session with me, and you can take advantage of the double duo team that Gene and I offer just for Sky listeners. It's a half hour special. It's only $75 throughout the show. We'll give you more information. It's a great gift right now for people that are going through the holidays and want to know what's going to be happening next year. We're also going to be taking calls. We do, I do a reading and Gene does a healing. So you can give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in and send feedback. Just be really clear. Try to avoid the general type questions. We all know that you have a reason that you're wanting to know information about. So be really clear about it so that we can be clear in offering you assistance. All right. So I guess this is your big week, and we thought it would be a great show to discuss gratitude and just, you know, finding gratitude in, I know my article that I wrote was finding gratitude in the things we don't want as well as the things that we do want so that we can help shift some of this stuff. But I mean, just gratitude. You're coming into your holiday season and, it's just finding that time so that you don't get stuck in old family dynamics, which we all know about, and just shifting that energy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I've been knowing for years that gratitude is such a wonderful thing as far as bringing you fully into the present moment. But another piece of it, and I just kind of tested it out for myself today, is that gratitude really puts you into the flow. Because when you're fully present, you know, in the now moment, you're able to create the reality that you desire. You can't create unless you're fully present. And if you stay with intention and put yourself in that place of gratitude, you open yourself to being in the flow of abundance from the universe.
Yes.
And I never thought of it that way before today.
You know, it's a great thing to think about. It's a great gift if we can both give and receive. I think, you know, the big piece, I think, is more about giving than it is anything else.
You know, it really always is that. You know, even when you look at stuff like forgiveness, you know, we think we're doing forgiveness for the other guy, right? But it's never about them.
Right.
It's always about us.
Right.
You know?
The bigger point, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, the other person doesn't really give a rip whether you forgive them or not.
Right.
But, you know, but it helps us. And the same thing with gratitude that, you know, we put out to another person or to the universe or to Mother Earth or whatever, that gratitude, but because it's always a cycle, it's ebb and flow, it comes back to us.
Mm-hmm.
When we remember to give it.
Right.
And how often we forget. And then what happens is we get stuck.
Right. Yeah, I think, and the big thing about gratitude is a lot of times, like forgiveness, it's an intellectual process instead of from the heart. And if it doesn't come from the heart, and then if it doesn't come from the gut, we haven't really forgiven or really feel grateful, because there's a powerful energy with gratitude that just shifts everything. So if you're thinking that you're feeling gratitude, but it's still a thinking process and there's not this wonderful release of energy, or if you thought that you had forgiven somebody, but you hadn't forgiven yourself, or you hadn't really brought it into your body, then, this is where we kind of lose the whole process, because we think we've done it. So then our pride gets involved and say, oh, no, I've already done it. I already know this. And then that's when we kind of get all mixed up.
Yeah. So if you think you're feeling stuck, or if you're having problems forgiving somebody, there's something just really kind of, holding you back from that, even in this holiday season's a really good time for clearing that up. Give us a call. That's what Lori and I are here for. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on Instant Feedback on the homepage of Sky Radio and get lots of information. And oh my gosh, the phones
are
lit up.
Yeah.
Talk about manifesting through gratitude. Wow.
Yeah, prior to you making that suggestion, it already happened. So let's take our first caller.
Okay.
Okay. It's Bianca. Sorry. Hi, Bianca.
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Oh boy, okay. We've got some feedback on this.
Yeah,
one.
We do. Are you listening to the radio while you're talking to us? If you could mute the computer or the radio.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Needed.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
No, it's still there. So you want to ask about your current relationship and what's going on with it? Do you want to tell us a little bit about what's going on with it?
Sure. Well, I've been seeing this individual for probably about 6 months. And it was an instant connection for me and for him also. But as of late, we've been dealing with some trust issues. And I know some of this is just stirring up some of my childhood stuff. And I've just been having thoughts of, like, how much is enough? I mean, how much do you have to work before you exit? Before it's like, before it starts to damage you. And I'm just getting to the point now where it's like, I don't really know what to do.
Right.
Should I?
Okay.
So.
This is a pattern, though, that you've had prior. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. And see, that's the problem, because I don't know if you've been listening to our shows, but we did an excellent show about expectations, I think, somewhere. I don't know if it was the last one. I don't think it was. I think it was the one before,
right.
Where we talked about you get what you expect. And the big thing with relationships is they're all meant to assist us to grow. We want them to do other things, but relationships are there to assist us to grow. And if it's easy, you won't grow. So the thing that this relationship is showing you, and it doesn't really matter about his part, because technically he's there just to mirror your stuff. Okay. That doesn't mean that he doesn't have his own stuff, because he does. But in this particular case, this is about what he's mirroring to you, and it's about your old patterns that you've still been holding on to and just haven't really let go. And I'm going to probably guess that there was probably mistrust in your parents' relationship as well. And so it kind of built as a child and moved up into this one. It's yes, you can break up and go into another relationship, but you'll just go into another relationship that will do the exact same thing for you, because it's here to help you grow. And it's to help you shift that energy to see it differently. Once you no longer require him to mirror that mistrust, whatever it won't even be there. Like it won't trigger you. It won't make you upset. But whenever we get upset, it's our stuff. So that's when we have to take full responsibility for it. Gene will help you clear it up. I'm getting that, follow your intuition. Some of the stuff you already know, some of the stuff, you know, we love to blame the other person, but when it comes to relationship, it's never about the other person. As much as we want to make it about the other person, it's never about the other person. It's always about us. So figure out what this is, and I know Jean's going to assist you, and I have a feeling it's not just this life, that there's some other life and some self-sabotage going on, and there's just a whole bunch of different things that are going on, but this is really your wake-up call. This is excellent that you called in to talk to us today, because you can shift this before the holidays and
shift it today if you want to.
Exactly. And then have a completely different experience. So, Jean.
Lori, you are such a good little psychic. So the very first card I pulled on this was self-sabotage to avoid transforming. Just so you know.
Yeah.
Bianca, this is actually, Lori was again such a good little psychic, right on about this mirroring your parents' relationship, because this pattern actually started when you were in your mother's womb during the second trimester of gestation. And apparently there was something going on in their relationship where your mom thought your dad was cheating on her, and he said he wasn't. She didn't believe him, and set up a bunch of self-esteem issues within your mother, but you took it on as your stuff. And here you are, you know, just not even born yet, and this beautiful being of light, and you took responsibility for your mother's lack of trust. And your father's lack of trust. I mean, because it takes two to tango on this kind of thing. Right. So the setup is denied infidelity, and that you felt powerless to do anything about it. What this did was it left you with a belief of, I am separate. I'm separate from others. I'm separate from God. And what it did to your soul was lack of forgiveness has kept this thing stuck on you like super glue. So what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to go back into time, into your mother's womb. Find little baby Bianca in about the fifth month of gestation. I want you to connect heart to heart with her and ask her, okay, sweetie, I'm here to help you. What can I do for you right here, right now? And tell me what she says.
To listen.
Yeah.
She says to listen.
Listen to your heart. Mm-hmm. And now tell her that you got the ball on this one, but she needs to forgive. She needs to forgive her mom, her dad, and she needs to forgive herself for taking on their stuff. She needs to pull all of her energy back into her core, into her divine line, but help her to forgive. Good job. And now what I want you to do is I want you to pretend like you're looking at yourself in a mirror, Bianca. And the image that you're going to see is going to be a woman who doesn't trust herself or anybody else, because she's been carrying this old burden for a long time. And I want you to just gently blow on that imaginary mirror and blow her image away, so that behind that, you'll be able to see who you are, which is a beautiful being of light, fully self-sufficient, fully trustworthy, fully capable, and fully competent. Yeah. And you get blessings from the angels for having the courage to contact us today so that you could let go of this old pattern from before you were born. Your first blessing is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. And your second blessing is renewed faith in yourself. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
All right. Time to go to break.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I think it's just about there, so we might as well do it. So, This is Jean Adrian. I'm working with Lori Houston today. This is Voices of Soul. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about gratitude. And we'll be providing you with readings and clearings, so give us a call. The number's 248-545-SOUL, 248-545-7685. Or you can come in on instant feedback on the homepage of Sky Radio. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the new Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's new skyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD. At AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Drove downtown in the rain. 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. But when I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pablo. Dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know. We're cool now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
New SkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Voices of Soul. I'm Laura Houston. Today, Jean Adrian and I are talking about gratitude and how to bring gratitude to allow yourself to sort of shift as you move into the holidays, the holiday period. We're ready to assist you with readings and clearings. You can give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We have an instant feedback. We're going to get to Amy. We also got a caller earlier that I think we're going to deal with even if she doesn't come back on the line. So if you're listening still, Renata, I think there's some other people that will also benefit from this. But let's go with Amy first because Renata may call back. Amy says she's been working on herself internally on a very deep level. Was wondering, since she's growing and loving herself more and more, if we see her ready for a relationship now. She feels alive and shiny inside out. What's our insight? Okay, so for whatever reason, I picked a whole bunch of cards for you, Amy. Okay. Well, I do see that you have done a lot of work on yourself. I do see you feeling really, really, really good about yourself and things looking very positive, but I still see you feeling kind of stressed and a bit shut down over some of this stuff. And it may not be consciously that this is the problem, but when we really, 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 really want something and we kind of hold on to that energy that we really, 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 really want it, sometimes what we get is just that deep kind of desire that holds that into the pattern. And so as much as I see everything around you beginning to shift, and so this lovely mood, that this energy that you're feeling, it's all very, very positive, but we just need you to sort of let go and come in maybe to a place of acceptance. Think about all the people that in the past, maybe see if there's any forgiveness that needs to be done, any gratitude. Feel grateful for where you are right now as you are on your own, and that may allow yourself to shift some of that vibration. I know Jean's going to have you have some stuff for you to do, but it's just like you're right on the edge of moving forward and letting things kind of flow. It's almost like it's saying, just enjoy where you are right now and don't try to focus on anything else. Just be really, really grateful for where you are right now and just sort of hold that energy for a bit, because I think you've done a lot of work to get yourself there. Just hold on to that. I'm not saying there's not a relationship coming. I'm just saying that because of the stress and the past stuff, that there's still some energy that needs to be cleared. So, Jean.
Yeah, Amy, you're a little medium, aren't you? You're a little light bearer. And what I'm finding is that some of the energy that you need to clear is actually not even yours. It belongs to your maternal grandmother. Wow. And so it's blocking you in the level of relationships, and it's impacting you moving forward into the future and creating relationships. So what I pulled for her says that she was in a marriage that, you know, just wasn't, she wasn't happily married. It says no love or arranged marriage, and she felt stuck there. And she had the belief that she was not lovable. So at some level, you're carrying her stuff, which, you know, the thing that I think Lori's picking up that you need to clear is this stuff about, you know, self-esteem and knowing that you are lovable, because that's not yours, that's hers. The soul reaction, which is where you connect to your maternal grandmother, is at the level of loss of faith in yourself, others, and God. So what I want you to do, sweetie, is I want you to go find your maternal grandmother. Wherever she is, if she's on this side of the veil or on the other side, it doesn't matter. Connect to her at the level of her higher self and let her let go of all of her disappointment in relationship, her shame, her fear, everything that's not love. Let her release it now into the ethers, into the light. Help her just let it go. And then I want you to take her to the level of her higher self by the hand, and the two of you walk together into the beautiful violet flame of transformation and allow everything that is not love to be burned away from you in the violet flame. All beliefs about your lovability and all beliefs about yourself and her beliefs about herself. And then I want you to look inside your body and out in your field and find all the mirrors. Everything that attracts to you people, places, and situations that make you doubt yourself, doubt that you're lovable, doubt that you're the capable, wonderful woman that you are. And ask God and the angels to take all these mirrors to the light. Because this is energetic debris that's your grandmother's. You don't need to carry this anymore, sweetie. I know you loved her, but that's just a misplaced sense of loyalty to hold on to her stuff. And you receive blessings from the angels, and your first blessing is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence. And the second blessing is opening to miracles so that you can manifest everything you desire in your life. It's gratitude that owns it. So take a moment and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides for helping you and helping your grandmother. And we thank you.
Why don't we talk a little bit more about gratitude, since that's what we're discussing. And
I can hardly hear you, Lori.
Really?
Oh, okay. It's because
all right, that's better. That's better.
Yeah, I was drinking my tea.
I've done that before. I resemble that.
And then we'll talk about the next instant feedback when we come back from break. But, you know, I think it's just such a big piece. And I know that people, you know, when people are trying to shift things, you know, instead of, you know, we get on this big fix about fixing and manipulating and, you know, changing others. And, you know, we get on this big thing about what everybody else needs to do and what we need to do. And I just want to invite you to think of another thing, which is, you know, just have gratitude for where you are right now and not get caught up in what you need to do to change and fix and heal, and just be where you are right now, because there's a perfect reason for where you are right now. And if you can get to that feeling of true gratitude, I mean, it really opens up, you know, a big piece of the energy that you've been holding and keeping you where you are.
Yeah, you know, that's why, you know, every time I do these clearings, I always close it out with gratitude, because gratitude is almost like the icing on the cake. It just sort of seals the deal. It makes things happen that didn't happen before, you know?
Yeah. It's a nice little thing. I've been listening to a lot of different teleclasses and stuff. This one woman, Maura Shepherd, she talks about it all is very related, but she says to say out loud, "I am innocent." So you start with yourself, then you move to the other person, and then you move to anything else within your life. So, you know, if you're having, you know, the relationship, say, it is innocent. Or, you know, it's like every area, even physical areas on our body, say, "I am innocent." And it begins to kind of shift the energy a bit. But you could say it just as easily with, you know, "Please forgive me," or the Ho'oponopono. I mean, it's all just to help you release the energy and then to allow that, you know, that it's hard to explain, but it's like this rush of flow that comes back in when you honestly do feel grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting feeling when you feel it, like you said, from your heart and from your gut.
Right.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's uplifting. It feels, yeah. Yummy.
Yummy.
Delicious.
Why don't we go to break and we'll come back, and it looks like we got a caller, and we also have that in the other instant feedback now.
That sounds good. You're listening to Jean Adrian and Lori Houston on Voices of Soul, and we hope you're enjoying today. You can find me on the web at jeanadrian.com, and while you're there, be sure to sign up for my newsletter, and I'm happy to send you a free subscription to the online version of these cards that I'm using to do clearings. So after this break, we're going to bring you more messages and clearings, and we'll talk more about gratitude. So call in now. The number's 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We'll be right back. So stay tuned to Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
When's the last time you checked the engine oil level, or any fluid level for that matter? This is ASC Certified Auto Tech Pam Oakes letting you know, have your vehicle checked over by an ASC Blue Seal shop or dealership staff member each month to have the tire pressure, tread depth, and fluid levels inspected. And if the tech sees something out of the ordinary, well, the repair can be performed a lot cheaper than if you got stuck on the side of the road after Domino's into something horrible. Professional set of eyes keeps money in your wallet. If there's a charge for this brief 5-minute checkover, you need to find another shop with a great reputation and reliable service. I'm Pam Oakes, and this has been your Automotive Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC-certified technician. CarCareForTheClueless.com, making you a savvy car consumer.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Call now, 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. Voices of Soul is a show dedicated to assist you to receive guidance and clarity to create the life you desire. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com, and myself, Lori Houston, can be found at intuitivesoul.com. Jean is with us the second and fourth Monday of every month. She will be back with us on the 9th. Nice. And the last one, which is the 23rd, before the holidays. Yay. All right. If you have any questions, you can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We've been talking about gratitude. We have a few things up. The one thing that I want to bring up is that Amy sent us some instant feedback about the reading and clearing we did. She wanted to thank Jean. She felt a profound healing today. Perfect timing, for she believes Thanksgiving is every day. And for myself, I was right. She believes that she's right on the cusp edge of moving forward into the new. Maybe the divine will align herself with a soul-to-soul partnership. Just hold that energy. Just come into a place of complete acceptance and love for where you are right now. All right, so let us bring on Jill, who called us. Hi, Jill.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so try not to be too general. What is it that you're wanting to know, whether you have blocks around?
Just moving, like I had a very, abusive past with the family that I grew up in, and they're still abusive, and, there's something that's not letting me move into the future.
Okay. So
I processed a lot of stuff, but there's something still stuck.
Right. And part of it is that you want to make it about your parents. And although they certainly set up the pattern, they aren't the one that's holding the pattern. You are.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. So
and it's my sisters, but it's still ongoing. My parents are gone, but with my sisters, it's still ongoing.
Yeah, but again, it really doesn't have anything to do with your sisters. It has to do with you and your expectations around how you see the family dynamics within your life and how you see all relationships within your life. Because
Yes. The
family, your parents sort of set up the pattern, your sisters are continuing it, but you're the one that's holding on to it, which is why you're feeling that kind of stuck place. So I see that movement is going to happen, but you need to get into a place where when your sisters, however you interpret or perceive abuse, you need to be able to get to a place where it doesn't bother you, because it's not you. They have their own issues. That's why they're going into their own stuff. Could be jealousy. It could be a whole slew of different things. It really doesn't matter. They're on their own path, and you need to focus on yours. So when they say things, try not to just don't get involved. Just say, hey, I'm grateful that you're here today, or I'm grateful that, we're together. Let's, just don't let whatever it is that they do, like you have to let it just sort of flow through you instead of just getting caught up and getting stuck in that pattern.
I'm still kind of blocked, though, as far as career, finances, like breaking through.
Right.
I don't know what that is about.
Right. But it's all related, because you
right.
need
to. Yeah, I know.
Right. You need to let all of that flow through you. Then you can really celebrate and have some fun over these holidays. I actually see that it could be very positive. But you have to let go of how you feel you've been done wrong. That everything and everyone is against you. You set it up now as part of an expectation that you're just going to see it happening. And so you get that confirmation all the time. Reality isn't as real as we make it. It's all based on our perceptions from our experiences. So I'm inviting you to sort of see it from a different perspective. Not see your sisters as attacking you. Maybe see them as being, innocent. And it doesn't matter what they say to you, but they're just innocent, just like you are. You are innocent. And just have gratitude around all of that instead of getting caught up in what you what you perceive as them being abusive to you, because you've now made it personal and you think that everybody's doing something to you. When you can shift that, and I know Jean's going to help you right now, but when you can shift that, everything will change and that will allow your career and everything else to get going. But since we talked about since you brought up the issue about your family and we are moving into the holiday season, focus on that first, because that's what you brought up first as your issue. And Jean?
Yeah, and this, I think we can clear this today, Jill, because this is a past life issue where you and you were together with your sisters, and this took place in the late 1800s in Australia. You know the story about Cinderella and the ugly stepsisters?
Yeah,
how the ugly
exactly
stepsisters.
How it feels.
Yes, well, that's exactly what happened in that lifetime. You know, they punished you for their own issues, and they kind of kept you in the cinders, you know, while they went out and did whatever it was that they did. And that lifetime left you with a belief that stuck in your body, in your tissues, in your DNA, and the belief is other people are better than I am. And what that lifetime did was it closed your heart center. In order to protect yourself from what they were doing, you shut down your heart. So let's do a clearing. The first thing I want you to do, Jill, is I want you to close your eyes and look inside your body and out in your field and find all those areas of old stuck energy that are thought forms from this other lifetime where your sisters treated you like the ugly stepsisters in Cinderella, you know, and because it's those thought forms that are keeping you seeing them treating you that way in this lifetime. Does that make sense? Let's clear all those out. So go find all that old stuck energy and ask the angels to take it to the light, because you don't need to deal with that anymore.
The top part of my body isn't connected to the, from the hips down to the bottom part of my body.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big block right that I'm finding is in your heart center. So put your attention on your heart chakra and invite your heart chakra to open and to release all of the old wounds that are stored in your heart. And let your heart center balance its energy and ask the heart center to connect all the way down through your body and down into the heart of Gaia. And then ask it to connect all the way up out of your body, through your soul star, through the central sun, and all the way back to that little spark in the heart of Mother, Father, God, that is you. So that your divine line is completely filled with pure love and pure light. And then just surrender to spirit and ask that all of this burden from the past life and all of the issues around lack of love between you and your sisters be released from you permanently and totally, easily, peacefully, and harmoniously. And the blessings that you receive from the angels for having the courage to do this work today, the first one is release from overwhelm, and the second one is a blessing of courage, courage to follow your heart's command. And Jill, it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment now and give thanks to your angels, to your teachers, and to your guides. And we thank you for calling in, and we wish you a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we have. Let's go back up to the call that we were supposed to get from Renata. And do this bit, because I think we can do that, and then we have another instant feedback that just came in, so hopefully we can get it all done. Basically, Renata was wanting to know about trying to get pregnant because it wasn't working, and I know that that is a issue for a lot of people, and it's one of the tough, it's... The challenge of it is that we get caught up in an energy cycle, and it's a every month cycle. So if it doesn't happen this month, then that disappointment and that pain is all around you. And actually, I'm seeing that you're actually going to get good news, that you are going to get pregnant. You just need to stop, I think,
Have gratitude. Have gratitude for where you are right now. Forgive yourself. Forgive your body. Forgive your husband. See everything as innocent and as beautiful. Get yourself out of the insanity of testing yourself every month or all of the hormonal things and all of the things that women get all caught up in. I don't see this as an age issue. This is just you getting really caught up in the infertility. And it may be a pattern from a past life or a pattern within your family situation as well. I think we need to go to break before we answer this, Jean, but I do get really good news if you can just sort of if you can let this healing work that Jean's going to offer you.
Yeah, absolutely. This is our last break on Voices of Soul today. I'm Jean Adrian. If you like the work that we're doing today and you want more in-depth work, you can visit me on my website, jeanadrian.com, and sign up for a one-on-one. You can visit Lori on her website, intuitivesoul.com, sign up for a one-on-one, or you can take advantage of our special that we do, half an hour for $75 for Sky listeners. And so when we come back from break, Lori will give you the toll-free number to take advantage of that special, or you can contact either one of us on our websites, and we'll do the final readings and clearings when we come back. So this is Jean and Lori on Voices of Soul on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's NewSkyRadio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Buzzards fly above the car, circling us as if they knew. If I falter, darling, will you reel me in? And if I lose it, will you remind me where we've been? So we were climbing and how we were climbing the cartoon trees up to the sky. And as the sun dropped off the page, gold it flew into my eye. Well, it's all from here, it's like I can taste opportunity near. I cut myself on barbed wire, getting wood for that fire. I was too busy staring at you. You. Into the night, high above the factories, we hitched a lift on a satellite. Lover, will you spin me round? May we never fall back to the ground. When it's all up from here, it's like I can taste opportunity near. I caught myself on by. Well, it's all up from here.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New Horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call out
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Voices of Soul with Jean Adrian and myself, Lori Houston. You can find out more about Jean if you go to our website, jeanadrian.com. Myself, you can find out more about me if you go to intuitivesoul.com. We've been talking throughout the show about the special that we offer. It is a half hour. It means you can get a little bit more in-depth, a little bit more personal. We can clear a little bit more things for you from a deeper level and help you with some of the things that you've been sort of holding on to and not really clear about how to let them go. So this would be a great time as you move into the holiday season, as you move into a new year, to just really get clear about all the things that you want to get rid of to make that path for 2014. You can contact us on our websites, jeanadrian.com or intuitivesoul.com, or you can call me on my toll-free number. It is 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. All right, so let us go to our
clearing for right. Renata, because Renata, there's a baby wants to come into you, honey, mm-hmm. and it's one of your ancestors. It's a female ancestor on your mom's side, a grandmother or a great-grandmother that's ready to come back and wants to come back to you. But she's tapping on the door, but she needs to clear things about failure, and this is why you're having failure feelings about getting pregnant. You're running the same energy. The setup on this is failure, ruin, and poverty, and loss of faith in self, others, and God. The stuck belief is, I'm not lovable. And the soul reaction, which is where you're connecting to her soul, is that your soul feels alienated and alone. Now, when she comes in, she's not yet decided whether she wants to be male or female. So don't think that I'm telling you you're going to have a little girl, because I don't know that yet. The decision hasn't been made. It's just that this soul is ready to come to you. When you look in her eyes, you will see your grandmother, great-grandmother's eyes. Anyway, so let's do the clearing for your ancestor. So the first thing I want you to do is find your ancestor's soul. And I want you to take her by the hand and walk with her into the violet flame of transformation and allow it to burn away all of this energy around failure. Because it doesn't need to be there. And also any issues around feeling lovable and being alone. Do this with her. Do it together so that you can begin to forge this soul bond that will happen when you actually become the mom for this soul. You guys have had lifetimes together. Oh, I got a big chill on that. And you've got energy that's blocking your body and your field. It looks like mirrors. And all these mirrors are facing away from you, Renata. So I want you to ask the angels to take all these mirrors out of your body and out of your field so that they're not reflecting away this soul that wants to come into you. And then I want you to put your attention on your second chakra in the area of your womb and ask your second chakra to open and to release all of the old wounds stored in there and to heal itself. And to balance its energy, yin and yang. Perfect. And it's gratitude that owns this clearing. Oh, you get blessings from the angels first before you give thanks. Your first blessing is renewed faith in yourself. And the second blessing is synchronistic flow and good fortune. So take a minute and give thanks to the angels, teachers, and guides. And we thank you. And keep us posted. Let us know when you get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear from you.
Okay, so we have an instant feedback. We don't have a lot of time, so we're going to have to rush through this. Julia wants to know if she has any blocks to her spiritual gifts and abilities. And so anybody else out there that also may be thinking that they may have some blocks, you know, a lot of times it's just our own fears around being powerful. There's the wonderful Marianne Williamson quote. I mean, it really tends to be around that, is that we we've already been involved with too many of the witch hunts, especially as women. So we have, you know, we have all these blocks towards it because we think our relationships will have to change and suffer. We think, you know, that we will be killed if we step into our power. There's so many things. So I do see that you can definitely let this open up. I just want you to sort of look at that. And Jean, maybe you can do a quick clearing around that.
Yeah, what I want you to do, honey, is I want you to pull all of your energy into your body, into the core of your body, into that divine line of light that runs right in front of your spine. And I want you to pretend like you're just taking an elevator up from your heart center and move up that divine line of light and up into your higher self. And I want you to connect with yourself. And keep that line going even farther. And let it just keep going up through all of your chakras that are above you until you connect to your divine essence in the heart of the Creator. And when you're there, you're connected with all other energies. So everything you need to know is available to you when you're in that flow of connection. So just take a moment and give thanks for the connection that you have to all that is, to Mother, Father, God, to each other, to everyone out there, to us. And then listen from your heart. And you'll get it. That opens you up completely to your divine connection. And so, as we wrap the show for today, want to give thanks to all of the listeners, mm-hmm. all of those who support Voices of Soul around the world, and especially for the Americans who are going to be setting up for their Thanksgiving celebration, because the Canadians already did theirs a little while back. But go into your heart, find all the gratitude gems. They look like beautiful shining crystals. And give your gratitude gems as your gift for this Thanksgiving season. Give those gems of gratitude and wonder to everyone around you, to every person you come in contact with. And then save one, give one to yourself.
Nice.
We thank you for joining us this afternoon. It's been a great show. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you next time. This is Voices of Soul with Jean and Lori on the Sky Radio. Powered by CBS. Ciao.